I do want to want you to know that I have breath and I want to praise the Lord. God is so good to me, and he's just so kind and so wonderful and loving, and there's not enough words in my vocabulary that I can even explain, express myself. And I was thinking about just going through trials, listening to Sister Inez this morning, and just what Roy and I have been going through, and I you can't deny the Lord. You just can't, because you know the Lord's there with you, and you know he's so, his presence is with you, and he's had so much mercy on our lives, and just even through the years, just thinking back, even when I was a child, I thought that when she was talking about when she was a little child, and I thought, when, you know, some instance when I was, and I was thinking, you know, the Lord knew me from the beginning, and he's had his hand on me, and I just appreciate it so much, and thinking about coming from a home with five other children, and always thought I was kind of the different one, and I'm sure a lot of people felt that way before coming from a big family. You feel like you're the odd one in the group, but I was the one that was always the noisiest and the one that always, you know, if somebody wanted to go spend the night with grandma, I was the one who went, and you know, nobody else would go, and just the one that always did things that nobody else wanted to do. And anyway, I just appreciate the Lord's hand on my life and him covering my life. Most of all, you know, all the stupid things I did when I was a teenager, and you know, I didn't do anything immoral, anything, but you know, you just act stupid. And helped me and kept his hand over me, and gave me a wonderful husband, and just a chance to raise a family, and I appreciate everything. This life has been wonderful, and I just appreciate it so much. It's not, God didn't tell me I was going to have an easy life, but he said he'd go with me. And that's how I feel. I feel the Lord's covering, and I feel his hand with me. And he's a loving father, and he's a gracious God, and I appreciate it so much.
Gives me strength when I need it, and the joy and the peace in my heart that I have and that I feel, and to come in here and feel such a wonderful spirit, it's just, there's no words that can express it. Like Sister Drew was saying, there's no words that we can really describe what the Lord really does do for us. And I almost felt ashamed that I wasn't getting up, so I said, Lord, I got to get up and at least do this for you, because you've done so much for me. I'm thankful to be here.
Speakable and full of glory. And I'm bad about whenever it's quiet, and I'll go, Sister Ann, or I'll say a name of whoever's around me, you know, like, I didn't say it, God did, you know. I felt kind of guilty when I told Donna, you know, that, and I thought, ooh, she was obedient. I better get up. So, I thought, well, why not me? I mean, you know, I want everybody to get up, why not me, you know? But, and again, even though we might not have anything to say, but we do. We have so much to be thankful for. And that's all, you know, God wants to be acknowledged. And he's worthy of my praise. I'm not talking about nobody, but he's worthy. And so I mean, I can be down and down, but just start thinking about what all he's done for me. There's no way. I just keep climbing up, you know. It's like somebody said one time, how are you? I said, oh, I'm down, but I'm on my way up. You know, I'm not going to stay down there. And also, I've learned not to, you know, whenever you're really feeling bad or whatever, and people ask you how you are, instead of saying, oh, I'm okay, you know, they really can tell you're not okay, to say, I'm blessed, because we are. I'm blessed, and I'm blessed to be a part of the body of Christ, to be a part of this people. And this morning, oh, it was such a good spirit that I, you know, Gary and Terry had told me that they've been to, well, Terry did, they've been to some, when they left here, they've been to like 5 or 6 churches, and they just didn't feel the Spirit the way they felt it here. And I went to Gary after church. I said, gosh, you should have been here earlier. I said, it was so rich. And he goes, oh, I'll be back. I'll be back. I said, well, don't wait too long, you know, and bring Terry. But I know that they're moving, and then she didn't want to get the kids out. But anyways, I, again, it's not me. It's God. God has to be the ones, because I can tell whatever I wanted to my husband, but if God doesn't deal with him, he ain't going to stay. You know, he can come because I beg him to come, but I don't want to do that. I mean, I want God to be the one, just like God dealt with me. And I might not like what I hear or things going on, whatever, but I'm not coming for anybody. I'm coming because God touched my life one day and put me here, and therefore, you know, I don't want to end up out there in that cold world where nothing but heartache. Because even if you're out there and you're going through stuff, you know, it's like, who do I turn to? You know, here you have a family, a big family, and I mean, I can feel like I can call Sister Smith, Sister Sherry, Sister Gladys, Sister Laura, anybody. If I need them, and I know they'll be there. I've called Sister Joyce many times, and I haven't called anybody because I'm actually trying to fight my own battles and stuff. But you know, you have to grow. I'm sorry, I don't want to say y'all. You have to. I want to say I have to grow up sometimes, and I think I have some where I don't have to run to my pastor or everybody every other day or whatever about any problem that I. Going through. So I just thank God that he's brought me this far, and I'm a work in progress, and I know that I've got a long ways to go, but I'm not going to look at it that way. I'm just going to look at it that God, you still have your hand on me. You still care about me. And like Sister Inez was talking about this morning about listening, you know, I went through the same thing, Sister Inez, about saying, I remember praying that prayer years ago, Lord, I talk to you all the time, and I never hear you talk to me. But then I heard that still small voice. He goes, I've been there. I've been talking, but you haven't been listening. And so I try to, you know, when I'm going through something, okay, what is this about? Lord, what are you trying to tell me? Where am I failing? Because don't give me too many things, you know, give me one thing at a time, and I'll work on that. And I have been, you know, seems like the harder I work, the more he puts on me. But that's okay. Just like Brother Tucker said one time, what was that about? When somebody's saying, oh, I'm suffering today. And he told his sister, was saying, oh, Brother Tucker, I'm suffering. To suffer on, sister. And then say, next, you know, the next trial, you know, come on, next, you know. So I just appreciate being here tonight and being a part. See there, I didn't have nothing to say. And look, I'm babbling, but I'm just babbling for God, and I appreciate all of y'all here tonight.
like everybody else, I do have a lot of reasons to give the Lord praise. And I was thinking when Sister Inez was telling that story about when she was a young child, I went back in my mind when I was 4 years old. We just moved to Fort Worth, and my dad, we hadn't even gotten into a house yet, or maybe just moved into a house. But anyway, my dad went with another man to a meeting, and so we went and stayed at this family's house. The two men went, and our family stayed together. And this family lived next door to the grandparents, and they had a German Shepherd, they had this little dog, and this little dog was barking, and the people we were staying with had this German Shepherd, and he was barking at that little dog, and there was a fence in between, about a 6-foot fence, and that German Shepherd was barking at that little dog, and I went over there and grabbed that German Shepherd, on his hips, and he turned around and attacked me, and how I knew to do this, I don't know, but the hand of God, but I put my hands, both hands around my neck, and that dog, I remember that dog was in my face, had pushed me down, and had me pinned, had both paws, one on each shoulder, and was scratching at my face and trying to get my hands off my neck, and was biting me and scratching me and biting me and scratching me. And the grandpa came out, heard me screaming. Everybody came running. This is what I was told. Came running outside, and that grandpa jumped flat-footed that 6-foot fence and pulled that German Shepherd dog off of me and carried me into the house. And I remember hearing everybody screaming. All the girls. There was my two brothers and my sister and my mom, and they had three girls and a boy, or two girls and a boy, and everybody was just crying and was so concerned. I didn't know it till they told me, but just my whole side of my face was just covered in blood, and they couldn't tell if my eye had been scratched out, taken out, or what exactly had happened, but I was just covered with blood. And that could have been the end of my life at 4 years old. And the Lord kept his hand on me to cover my neck like that. And I have scars on my neck and on my face, and I had to have stitches way up in my head, a lot of stitches and stuff. And I remember that going in and getting those stitches as a little girl, and they were asking me, what kind of dog was it? And I'd never heard German Shepherd, and I said, German Shepherd. And just that part I remember, but I'm just thankful, my life could have ended right there. And like she said, I could have missed out on this journey of life and what God has done for me and has made himself so real to me. And I just don't ever want to take for granted every breath that I take. I do want to praise the Lord and give him thanks for everything that he's done for me, for my children, for my husband and I, and just what he's done. Just to see, like I said, just the Lord's just made himself so real to me time and time again. And I just have nothing but praise to give to him. And I just want to continue to live my life for him. And I want to hear his voice. I want to get still to hear his voice when he speaks to me.
Getting up and saying something. Appreciate the Lord and what he's done for me, and appreciate Brother Smith and his guidance. And I was thinking the other day, everybody has, or we were talking to you, saying something about what the Lord meant to you. I was thinking, I wrote down like a list of names that people call Jesus, or, and I can't, of course it's not with me now. I wasn't planning to do this, but, they call him the Advocate. Thanks to Google, I found some words I can use. he's our Almighty God. He's the Anointed One. He's the beginning. He's the beginning and the end. Who is he to you? He's the beloved Son. He's the bright and morning star. He's the captain of our salvation. Just think about these words. They mean different things to different people. But He's all of these. He's the chosen one. He's the comforter. I mean, we're going through things. He comforts us. I can think of so many people right now that could use His comforting. He's the cornerstone. He's the creator. He's the creator of all things. He's the deliverer. Whew. He's the divine Son. He's endless. He's our eternal Father. He's our example. He's everything. He's our Father. He's the forerunner. Any of these words mean anything to you tonight? He's our governor. He's the great I am. He's our healer. How many times have we called on Him for a healing? He can be all of these things to you. He's the Holy One. He's the I am. He's the Emmanuel. He's Jesus Christ. Now, there are about several of those. Jesus of Galilee, Jesus of Nazareth. He's our judge. Uh-oh. He is that. He's our king. And when we sang songs, Brother Painter was talking about how songs relate to us tonight when before service. And I was thinking about different songs we sing. A lot of songs we sing encompass some of these words in them. And they're just songs of worship and praise about our King. About our Lamb. He was the Lamb. He's a light into the world. Are you shining yours tonight? He's the living water. Whew. He's our Lord. He's Lord of all. I'm not anywhere near done. There's another 100 names on this list. He's the Lord of all. He's our Maker. I'm skipping some of these, of course, but He's our Master. He's the Master of every situation. He knows all about it. Before you even ask, He knows all about it. He's the Mighty One. He's our Minister. He ministers to Brother Smith, and Brother Smith ministers to us. He ministers to us. I can't read all these. He's the only begotten one. He's our physician. When we got a brother in the hospital and different people around, they need the physician. We know Him tonight. He can heal them. He's the prince. He's the prophet. He's our Redeemer. Have you been redeemed? He's the rock. He's the rock of our salvation. Amen. He's there. He's our Savior. I mean, how many songs we sing about that? I need a Savior. I'm glad He saved me one day. Aren't you? He's our servant. He's the Son of God. There's lots of sons there. They got a bunch of those terms. He's the teacher. He's wonderful. I wrote down a whole bunch of other names, different things that He means that maybe didn't encompass this list. I said enough words that night that I know that He can meet any need that anyone has. Anything that you need. He's a healer. He's your minister. He's everything to us. He's omnipotent. Omnipresent. And for that, I'm so thankful. I'm just humbled to even know
that he even knows me. But I do know that he knows me. You know why? Because I've got that Holy Ghost. I've got that Spirit in my life. And right now, if anybody needs one of those things, he's there for you. All you have to do is reach out for him, and he'll meet you no matter where you are. None of this, you have to come up here and be prayed for. You can call him wherever you are. Jonah was in the whale, in the ocean. He didn't have to come up here and get prayed for. He'd called out right where he was. He was his Savior. He was his master. He was everything to him at that time. I know I don't have enough money to pay my bills this month, but I know the Lord of God is bigger than all of that. And he'll meet me whenever I need him. And he can meet you wherever he needs you. And I'm just thankful tonight to know that. I appreciate being here, having an opportunity to serve with y'all. I just want to go on.
This is different after coming back from the Dominican. I did something in the Dominican. Brother Smith said if I did it here, it wouldn't work. I don't know. It might work. It works for them. But I don't know if I have the... But anyway, I'm thankful to be alive. I'm thankful to be here. Every day I wake up, as you get older, I think you get more like that. Every day you wake up, you're thankful to still be here, and you're thankful to be healthy and alive. But what I appreciate about, it's a different culture than we have. It's in the Dominican, and even among, it's not just the Dominicans, the Haitians, or even among African-American churches here in America. Even one time I went to a Baptist church. We were the only white people in there, and they were more lively than our church was, you know, when it came to worshiping God. And but it's not all in a jump and a shout. I know that. But I also know that I really appreciate, I love the feeling of the move of the Spirit. And I was watching them when we were there. When we first started going over there, they couldn't sit through 10 minutes of teaching. Not 10 minutes of it. And none of them had the Holy Ghost, I think, except Brother Green. And now they can sit for hours and never move and just, you know, watch you and just listen. And I just, it amazes me to watch them. But what I really appreciate, and I don't know if any of y'all want to join me or not, but I'm going to try it, is they just lift up their hands and they just start saying, hallelujah, 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 Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Oh, God, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I was thinking this week, Brother Smith was talking about the five wise and the five foolish. You know, God has given us an opportunity to be a part of that, be a part of that number. I was thinking this week, you know, somehow or another we need to just break out of our box. Somehow or another we need to just break out of our shell. And I felt like, you know, how thoughts come to your mind, you know. You know, sometimes you just need to let the wild man come out. You know, just let him come on out. You know, them people in the Bible, Sister Smith, is kind of trying to break us out of here. Letting the wild man come on out, you know. And you know, some people might think, well, you're just a bit fanatical, you know. You're just a little bit. Matter of fact, I was listening to a minister on the radio this week. Brother Curtis was talking about all the names of Jesus. This man, I couldn't believe I was hearing this minister talk and say this. He said, you know, he said, God is our Lord, and I believe that. He said, God is our King, and I believe that. He said, He's our Savior. And we went down the line, like you was talking about. He said, but nowhere is He referred to as our friend. About all I could do to keep listening to the radio at that point. I said, well, what do you, you know, I'm thinking, well, what do you do with that scripture where it says, He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother? Hallelujah! You know, that's where you can let the wild man come out. That's where you can let him just come on out. And let people talk about you. I love our church. I love people that want to go in a positive direction. People who love God. As a matter of fact, it wasn't even bothering me just sitting over there a while ago. The peace and quiet. I was thinking, God, that feels so good. Feels so good. And I could have enjoyed it all night. But I do enjoy your testimonies as well. I do. I like hearing people get up and talk. But it doesn't bother me. I don't get nervous. And I don't believe God gets nervous. You know, He don't get nervous. Brother Smith's also been talking to us about everybody has a process we got to go through.
And I've been praying, God, and it might be a mistake. I've been praying, God, I want to be a sweeter person. I want to be a kinder person. Well, I realize you got to turn up the fire for gold to be purified. I understand that. And it seems like the more I pray, the meaner I get. I went to work and unloaded on one of the people that worked with us, and I had to go back and repent. It took me 3 weeks to think about it, but I went back and I repented because I realized who today was talking that made the statement that we're being watched. Sister Watson, that's you who made that statement. We're being watched. People want to know they can depend on us. You know, God, one of the words you use, He's a rock. We're supposed to be a rock. And I want to be a rock. And another one, He was a light. I want to be a light. I want to be one that people can look at and say, he's a bit strange, but there's something there. There's something there. My daddy, before my family came to this group of people, he used to watch out the window. My brother Wayne was telling me about this before I discovered America. But he used to look out the window. They lived on a muddy road. And he seen a man pulling his car up this road, this dirt, muddy road, I guess it was, in the wintertime, with a tractor. He'd pull it out to the street, and then they'd get in it and drive off, going to church. Then they'd see him dragging this car back in the evening time, or at night, I guess. I don't know when. And my daddy would look out the window and said, you know, if I ever get salvation, that's the kind I want right there. He's talking about Brother Foster. Brother Foster did that. His family. You know, we can be strange, and I started to say a while ago, these people you read about in the Bible, they were strange compared to the standards of the world. Oh, another thing that minister said, he was talking about there's two different kinds of Christians. He said there's kind that never says anything about God. You can't get anything out of them. And then there's those kind that talk all the time about Him. Well, you know, Jeremiah was one of them kind. He said it was like a fire set up in his bones. Couldn't be quiet. Couldn't be quiet. This minister was saying, you know, he said, there's got to be a happy medium in there somewhere. He said, why can't we just be normal? Well, I picked up a book one time. I wish to God I'd have bought this book. The name of this title on this book was Normal. And it was talking about who are you going to walk up to and ask, what are the standards we're supposed to live by to be normal? Okay, walk up to a serial killer. Say, what's normal? Well, it's normal to kill somebody every day and, you know, on and on and on. That's normal to them. We don't believe in that. We believe in living by God's word. But this minister was saying, we need to learn how to be normal. Well, if he is a light like Jesus was, and he has a fire burning down inside of his soul, or if we do, anybody, what are we going to do with that fire? Are we going to quench it? Hide it under a bushel? A light that nobody will look at it? Oh, well, that's normal. Yeah, nobody mentions the name of Jesus. And when you do, everybody's quiet because they look at you like you're some kind of fanatic. Like you're some kind of strange individual. You know what? I'm out there all by myself all week, every week. I don't see any of you folks. And I'm grown to the conclusion, I want to be a light. I got to tell this story. I walked up to a hot dog stand, barbecue stand, over in Jackson, Tennessee. If any of you folks ever go through Jackson, Tennessee, exit 87, there's a little barbecue stand. Oh, they make the best hot dogs. God, they're so good. Be sure and stop and get one. They are so good. I need to probably skip on a few of them. But I walked up to that stand, and I woke up. Every day I wake up feeling good. And I really believe it's God. I really believe it's God that makes me feel so good because that happiness, that joy is not, I wasn't born with that. But yet, it's in there. And I know you folks, I hope y'all feel it. But I wake up in bed, I get out of bed, I swing my legs over the edge, I say, God, this is another day. Thank you, God. Sister Smith, you're right. The older you get, the more you thank God for another day. And I wake up, and there's a song. I was telling my brother Wayne, You know, you wake up at 4:30 in the morning and you can't go back to sleep. You toss and turn, you toss and turn. You waller the bed out and you finally just give up and get up. That song has come to my mind and I almost think it every morning. It's a give up and let Jesus take over. I get out of bed singing that song. Give up and let Jesus take over. But you meet people that are mad at the world because they had to get out of bed. They're mad at the world. And you jump out. Well, like in my case, I jump out of my truck and I feel so good. I think Brother Smith's been talking about getting in that Garden of Eden condition. I believe that. I believe it, Brother Smith. And I want it. I want it. I want that Garden of Eden condition. You know, you can walk through a world of mud and you say you can't walk through it without getting it on you. But you know what? We can have, I don't know what you would call it, but we can have a shield. That would be another name for him. He's a shield. He's our shield. We can have a shield. Protects us from unrighteousness. And it can't get on us, can't get in us. And we walk through this world of sin. We walk through it. We walk up to people. And they can feel it. I started to tell you, that barbecue stand. And you might say, well, Brother Paul, you're just happy because you're getting a hot dog. Well, yeah, that too, I guess. But I walked up to them and I told them people, I said, I just started talking to them. When it's in us, we can't hide it. We can't hide it. And not that we want to. But I told them, I was talking to them people, talked to them about 10 minutes. And they told me, they were bragging over me. They said, you know, you're about the happiest man that's come to our stand this morning. And that's when they opened the door right there. I said, well, you know what? I woke up this morning feeling fine. That's another song. I woke up with heaven on my mind. But I told them, I said, you know, I wake up every day feeling good. Every day. Almost every day. Now, I ain't going to say I wake up every day feeling good. But almost every day. Inside, I feel good. Of course, my body's going downhill. But what is that scripture? It said, though the outer man perish, the inner man shall be renewed day by day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like that, Sister Smith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyway, we can be renewed day by day. That inner beauty is what we're trying to let shine anyway. And they opened the door for me. I said, well, you know, I woke up this morning feeling so good I couldn't stand myself. And I said, you know what I think it is? They said, what? They leave it. They were opening the door wider. Just, you know, you ever heard a door squeaking when you open it? You know, just opening that door wide on up. I said, I believe it's Jesus. I said, I don't have that feeling inside of me all by myself. But you know, these people look at you like, are you some kind of fanatic? Are you some kind of weirdo? Well, you know what? Maybe I ought to claim guilty to all of that. But I do have Jesus inside of me. I love it. I feel good about it. And when I get to come to church, I feel like walking in here, it's a lighthouse, it's oasis in the desert. And I do feel good all week, every week. But I still love coming to church and getting with people that are trying, are of like-minded faith. Brother Smith, I appreciate you allowing God to anoint your mind so we can feed on these wonderful things. I never thought about that five wise, five foolish, like I never heard that before. But that's pretty good. I like that. You know, another thing, Brother Smith talked about the light. What the Bible talks about, the light shining more and more. We're getting that light more and more. Brother Smith, Brother Mike Smith back there, wherever he is, I don't know if y'all remember that. I think I refer to this every time I get up. He told us, quit listening to the news. Quit doing that. This world is going in a given direction. We're not going that way. When Peter stepped out of the boat, he had to keep his eyes on Jesus. He couldn't look at the waves. And I know we can't walk through life without being aware of the waves. But the waves is not what controls us. It is if we get our eyes on it, get our mind on it. Then we start down like Peter did. But as long as we keep our eyes on Jesus, people say, you can't be perfect. We're doing the impossible. We're going to walk on. You know, he walked on the water. He showed us what we can do in the spiritual. We can do that. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I appreciate this church. I've already said that once, but I appreciate a good church where people want to do right. And we may not be like those people in Haiti, but you know what? You help us. Those of y'all that keep going over there, help us. Because I want that inside of me. I want it. I want it. I want it. I'm happy. I'm happy to be here. God is good. He's our best friend. He's our best friend. We can add that to the list. He's our shield. He's our guide. Comforter. God's good.
He's my dearest friend.
or calm the troubled sea. But I know a man who can. I can cause blind eyes to open or make the lame to walk.
Oh! Praise the Lord. Well, if you don't feel better than you did when you came in here, well, we're probably not going to be able to help you tonight. We were coming home from the Dominican Republic, and when we got through Atlanta, well, after we boarded the plane in Punta Cana, well, we were fixing to, they were shutting the door and fixing the plane was going to take off, but the security came up on the plane and called my wife and several others off the plane and said that they needed to check their luggage that had been checked in. And so it took them 30, 45 minutes. In fact, the pilot got so aggravated, he finally told them, he said, "We're going to leave. This plane's going to leave. You better get them people back on this plane because I'm not going to wait any longer." And so finally they got them back on the plane. Well, so that delayed us, and we were going to have a good layover in Atlanta, but by the time we got to Atlanta and got through customs and got our luggage, which her luggage wasn't on the plane, the one that they checked, but they didn't find anything in anybody's luggage, but anyway, they checked it. But so we didn't have as long a time, but, you know, we didn't eat. I mean, it was only our only opportunity was to eat there because we wasn't going to get here till 11 o'clock at night. So Sister Dickens, Sister Janice, she kept saying, "Maybe we just better grab a sandwich." Well, I had my heart set on a TGIF Fridays, you know, baby back ribs. I ate a half a rack of baby backs on the way down there, and I said, "I'm going to do this again on the way back." So I told Sister Janice, I said, "You just go ahead and get your sandwich if you want to, but I'm going to Friday's, and I'm going." There were just two gates down from our gate, our gate was just two stops away from Friday's. So I thought we might can do this. We had 35 minutes before it boarded. And so I walked up to the girl there, you know, that seats you, and I said, "We've got 35 minutes. Can we get served and eaten that length?" She said, "Easy, easy, easy. Come right on in." So we went in, sat down, and so I told the girl that went by, we don't have, I said, "We're in a hurry, and we need to get a waitress over here right away." So they sent us a little waitress. She was about that big. She was a dwarf. And, I mean, she was little bitty. And so we told her, you know, we really are in a hurry. I said, "Let me ask you a question." She said, "Art." I said, "Has anybody ever gave you a $100 bill as a tip?" She said, "No." And I said, "Well, it probably ain't going to happen today either." But I said, "But we we are in a hurry. And I said, "I'm going to give you a good tip if you get our dinner right out here to us." So she thought that was so funny. I didn't think I'd ever get her back together to get her order. Anyway, we did we ate, got served and ate, and was at when we got down there, they was pre-boarding. So we had plenty of time. And I got my half rack of baby ribs, baby backs. I don't know if that's what made me sick or not, but they were good then anyway. Anyhow, I thought of that when I thought of telling y'all that if you're not going to get to feeling good by now, you probably aren't going to get it tonight. Anyway, but I feel good. Y'all help me. I come in here and we sat down. Brother Weininger looked at me and he said, "They just don't feel like getting with it tonight, do they?" And I said, "I know." He said, "I know how they feel too." He wouldn't feel like it either. But y'all got us to feeling good. Hallelujah. I appreciate it. I told Sister Smith, I said, "Now, you know, if you try that at home, don't feel bad, you know, if they don't get with you on it, you know." I really did that kind of as a challenge to her. You know, I knew she's going to have to try it. But I'll be honest with you, I knew y'all would back her. You know, I knew that y'all wouldn't let her fall on her face. So, anyway, it worked out for both of us. She can't stand that. Anyway. Oh, God. Let's all stand and give him a praise and go home. What do you say? Praise God. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Oh, you're a marvel to all of us. Jesus, we love you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Go with your people this week, Jesus. Help us, oh God, to serve you. Let our light shine, Jesus, oh God. Yes, Lamb of God. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Once again, next week is our normal potluck dinner, and we're moving it to the 30th, 1 week out. So, it'll be a week late. I'll just put dinner day a week early. And not really, but it'll make it feel like it. Good night.